From Luke 13. Just a few verses, but I wanted to set the tone just a little bit here. It's Luke 12. I've come to bring a fire on the earth. I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism, this is Jesus speaking, to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Do you think I've come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. We're not talking about bickering. We're not talking about the fact that some of us get to be real nerdy as mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and all the rest. And some of us are unbelievably selfish as children and unbelievably selfish as parents and adults. We're talking about what's happening in our culture. And I want you to listen carefully to what Brad has to say to you today, because it's going to have absolutely importance to you. So, you guys ready? Good. I was hoping one of our doctors would be here today. Where's Brian? Is he here? He's kind of a doctor. Brian, you're kind of a doctor. Brian. Carl, well, all right, well, you're up, you're up. You almost got nailed, Carl, sorry. Good, 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 that's wonderful.
Nurses, doctors.
And Hank, thank you for coming up. I got a couple of examples for you. And, oh, Brad, thank you for coming up. So nice of these people to volunteer. All right. These are each individual men. And they are all dads or fathers, and they all have jobs they do. But sometimes one person knows more about something than someone else. So, for instance, if I was sick, scraped my knee, or there was something wrong with me, would you go to the medical guy, the computer guy, or the Bible scholar? Which one would you choose? The medical guy, daddy, and that, otherwise, that's a good answer. I like daddy. You'd go to daddy here. Well done. And you'd go there because you're hoping he would have the most understanding and information, right? He'd make a good take this kid to the doctor, get him in the hospital, or they're going to be fine, right? Which is right. Well, if you were working on your, playing with your iPad or your mom's cell phone or a computer, and all of a sudden it went, which guy would you talk to? Yeah, daddy over here, this daddy. Yes, good. With a smile on her face, a snicker, snicker smile. Yes, because he knows a lot of extra stuff about what? Computers, right. If you wanted to know what God has to say about why our world is like it is, why some people can be nice and some people unbelievably mean, why some things can be so very, very sad, and why and what direction we're going, which one of these three guys would you talk to? Yeah. Who wisely points at somebody else. The guy who studies the Bible and knows that information. That's what I want you to learn. Every one of us has a job to do. Every one of these men and women, too, I could have grabbed, every one of them have absolutely important jobs to do in the church. And if one of you fell down and hurt your knee, we would talk to the medical people. And if our computer doesn't work, and it wasn't working the other day, we were talking to our computer expert. And I brought Mr. Allison to talk about the things of God that I want you to learn. Now, you're not going to get all of the stuff he's going to talk about. here's what I want to tell you. Because he's teaching me, and he's teaching other big people in college, and because he's teaching your mom and dad, the world you're going to live in when you grow up, hopefully, will be a lot better than if he wasn't here teaching us. So, you get to sit behind, go behind Brad. All rest of you come up, lay a hand on his leg or something. We're going to pray for him today. You know how our kid, there you go. Touch his hand, that's perfect too. Touch his arm, lay hands on him. Come on, lay a hand on him. Grab a leg, grab a hand, grab an arm. Good. Ready, kids? Here we go. Say it with me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Bless Mr. Ellis.
Bless Mr. Ellis.
And his family.
And his family.
Protect him.
Protect him.
Help him.
Help him.
To teach us.
To teach us.
What we all need to learn.
What we all need to learn.
God, you are always good.
God, you are always good.
And we love you.
And we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, kids. I got a treat for you. Here we go. And